You're lying on the couch in the den again, sleeping. And I'm sitting in the dark, near the fire, rocking and weeping. Softly, lest I disturb your nap, your royal majesty. But I'm also thinking, and wondering why it is that we stopped telling each other the way we really feel inside. Sometimes the uber things you say and do make my heart swell up like a balloon. Like the time you decided it wasn't at all proper for our two kittens, Love and Peace, to mix socially with the other cats around town and have to explain that they didn't have a surname since you and I were not married yet. And you sighed with a frown.
Poor little Peace. Those gossipy neighborhood felines will put her down. And she'll never get a husband that way.
So you rechristened them Blueberry Love and Pumpkin Peace. And the time you took poor Bones, our outside cat who only visits, to the vet in the Springs. The reason he got better wasn't the shot the vet gave him that day. It was you, your love. Somehow, I never got around to telling you that, but it's true. And I remember, tonight I remember, your Christmas tree, this past bleak December, when I couldn't stay, but had to fly away to New York, and leave you here alone, in our funny, crooked, slipping off the time track house, to celebrate the miracle of Christmas, all by yourself. I found it later, after I returned, your Christmas tree, on the pantry shelf. It was a sprig of Scotch pine, only 2 inches high. Too tiny even for a druid or an elf, stuck in a small pot you had painted gold and red. At first I started to laugh, then surprised myself and swallowed hard instead, because I felt a pain, a growing mump lump of love behind my ears, sharp and unexpected. Afterwards, when I asked you about it, my eyes filled with tears, as you told me you just didn't have the heart to trim a big, showy tree with colored lights and tinsel when we were separated by so many miles and when half the world is hungry. Then you added, sadly,
"Besides, to murder a tree, then decorate it like a corpse in the parlor, doesn't seem to me to be the right way to celebrate peace on earth to all of God's creatures. Oh, Goober, don't you see?"
I saw. And as I was cleaning out the desk drawers just now, I found 2 clippings you had carefully cut out of the newspaper. One is a picture of the first family, smiling, lighting a huge Christmas tree on the White House lawn, with a description of the gala festivities planned in Washington for the holidays. The other is dated a few days earlier, a huge black headline, "President Escalates Bombing of Vietnam." You had taped them together. And I'm thinking about the times you decide to drop all inhibition and go on an ice cream binge to prove to yourself that you're not a food snob just because you preach the proper nutrition, gulping down great gobs all in one night of raspberry ripple and peanut delight, rocky road and strawberry crunch and butterscotch goo, and become predictably ill and punish yourself by fasting for 3 whole days, convinced, like Francis of Assisi, that you will never win the eternal battle between your higher self and the seductive whims of brother body. You always like to have me do the same, to binge right along with you and share half the blame, but I can never keep up. You eat circles around me every time, especially when it's Rocky Road or Oreos. And those bubbly moments of bittersweet when a tapped-out stranger stops us on the street to ask you for a dime or a quarter. A fellow earthling who's lost his way for a while. You always smile then hand him 5 or 10 or 20. Even when you're broke yourself, and it's your very last 5 or 10 or 20. And when the taker looks shocked, as they always do, you call back to him over your shoulder.
Listen, if you need any more, just give half of that away. Don't save it for a rainy day. Rain rhymes with pain. Give rhymes with live.
You always say that the planet is so overpopulated with takers and so empty of givers. But just wait until all those people we've touched with Uber Galaxy love discover the rocket socket truth that they will get more. They really will, much more, almost immediately, if they give half of what they have away and get in tune with the harmony of the universe. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me show love. Where there is injury, let me give pardon. Where there is doubt, let me have faith. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in loving that we are born, that we are born to eternal life.